Kim, it was Kingstonian 2, Sutton 1. The 9 men overcame the 11, so you must be delighted with the result.
Yeah, as usual, we showed our normal resilience. I don't know if my arm can take much more of it, to be fair, but there you are.
Yeah, we started off very well. First 20 minutes obviously went 2 up, but then seemed to sit back a bit.
Well, yeah, I think it's a question. They had 5 in midfield, we had 4. And we were too deep in midfield. We said at half time, Paul and myself, we tried to get a bit more width and get Liam on and get wingers up the middle, which hopefully would push the midfield forward a bit more. But I think the goal had a lot to do with it. You know, Lance letting a bit of a stinker, really. And I think it gave them momentum when there wasn't really any there to be had, to be fair.
Right, then in the second half, the sending's off. Tim Seals, the first one. How did you see that one?
Well, Tim says he never even made contact with the guy. He clearly won the header, and the referee says he deliberately elbowed the man in the face. And I can't see that. From where I was sitting, he certainly didn't look like he did anything. And he's quite an honest lad. He's never been sent off before, and he says he never touched the bloke.
Okay, and then just a few minutes later, Peter Barnsby.
100% challenge from Peter, as usual, in the box. I think he has hit the goalie a little bit late, to be fair, and I half expected him to get sent off, knowing what had happened beforehand, you know. But the bookings of Max and James Pinnock, I mean, getting booked for a foul throw when you haven't even taken it's quite amazing, really. And Pinnock was trying to find a nice spot to put the ball for the corner, and he booked him for time wasting without even giving either of them a warning.
And we certainly got our money's worth with 8 minutes extra time, so we're hanging on a bit at the end there.
Yeah, he tried everything possible, the ref. I mean, I thought we defended brilliantly. I thought Matt Flitter and Elva done really well. Peter, when he was on. Max and Bash defending the wide people. I thought they all done really well, and it's a credit to them, you know. To win with 9 men playing for probably the best part of 20 minutes is an outstanding performance.
OK, just briefly, Ronnie Green's come back on loan. He's gone straight in the team. How did you think he did today?
Ronnie's a confidence player. First quarter of an hour could have been his day. He missed obviously a golden opportunity when Tim put him in nice and early. Apart from that, I didn't think it helps when people in the crowd giving him stick. The kid, you know, he's only just come back. And, you know, we've been crying out for somebody to play up front with Tim. Obviously the best option at the moment is Phil Wingfield, but we didn't have Jonesy today, so it was a question of playing wingers out wide. Just trying to get a better balance, really. But Ronnie will be all right. He'll come good.
Okay, thank you.